This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ought to feel fortunate, my man. Noel has bestowed this song upon you. Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning, March the 8th. We welcome Tim Scarborough joining us, who is, like the song, he's on the road, he's keeping on trucking, he's bopping around, and he's from this era. So he can enjoy this because you know what, Jason? He old too.
Oh, shots fired early in the morning. I love it.
Anyway, Tim, I want to thank you. We got Jason Longshore in for Sam. He's down there in Macon hanging out for the high school tournament, so he will be back with us tomorrow. But you got a guy who knows Georgia basketball, who's ready to test your knowledge. But we say good morning to you, and hopefully you've had a good week. And where are you at, too? Yeah, you're in Central Time Zone. Where are you at?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's been fun. Yeah, I am in, a place called Itabena, Mississippi. And for some reason, we decided to show the Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley State, despite the fact that they have won 4 games in the last 2 years. So, yeah. But they're playing a really good Jackson State team led by Mo Williams, former NBA player, former LeBron James teammate, NBA champion. That's where we are. So I normally do 2 games. I do a women's game as a reporter, and then I join Charlie Neal as the analyst for the men's game. But today, since it's National Women's Month, we have all female broadcast for the women's game. So, I'll get to sit that one out, and then I'll do the men's game as usual.
That's awesome. I want to pick your brain a little bit about UGA in this situation where Mike White has had some time to grow this program. I went to UGA. I was there during the 2 years of Tubby Smith and then, unfortunately, the Ron Jersa aftermath. It's exciting to see Georgia basketball where it is right now with wins that are capturing the energy of everything. This is a team that should get into the NCAA tournament. How do you feel Mike White's done in rebuilding this program?
So Georgia, as you know, it's been a tough job the last couple of decades, really, yeah. Because you think about what Tom Crean, I would have thought Tom Crean would have been able to get the job done. Tom was at Marquette and got them to the Final Four with Dwayne Wade and Travis Diener, good friend of mine. And those guys kind of built his reputation for being able to do well. He went in the TV, took the Georgia job, and he recruited the state well. He got Anthony Edwards. I thought that was going to be the beginning of a long line of really good Georgia basketball that just didn't work out. Having said that, I think Mike White is the right hire. And it's interesting that he would leave Florida and how well Florida's doing now. But, I feel like he's happier in Georgia, and I think he can get it done. I do believe they are an NCAA tournament team. Having that win last week versus Texas was huge because going into that game, Georgia was one of the last four out and Texas was the final four in. Right. And then that kind of inverted itself. And Georgia, I think they're firmly in, to be honest, based on what I'm seeing from the analytics.
Well, Tim Scarborough again joining Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Let's stay in the SEC for a minute because when you talk about those top five teams, three of them are from the SEC. One, if you weren't listening earlier, which you weren't, Jason Longshore would like to just go and do something nasty to those folks up in Tennessee, at least when he was in college.
Not a fan.
But they sit there at number four right now. But Auburn's still top of the heap. And your thoughts on not just where Auburn is and these SEC teams, but are people just sort of, looking at Duke going, well, they are Duke, but maybe this isn't the year. What's the conversation amongst your folks that you bumped into and talking about these top teams?
So the SEC is interesting. So this is going to be the perception. After, next week is 8 days from now, Selection Sunday, and they're going to select 12 SEC teams. But guess what? A lot of them will lose that first weekend because everybody loses the first weekend. 48 teams are going to lose that first weekend. And the perception will be, the SEC didn't deserve those teams. But that's just not the case. They do deserve those teams. When you think about they have 7-8 teams ranked in the top 25, that is just extraordinary. And then I believe they have three teams. I don't believe Tennessee is good enough to win it all. So I know Jason would love that.
I'm very happy about that statement.
I had to throw a little shade at Tennessee for a man. But Auburn, Florida and Alabama
yeah.
certainly are all capable of getting to the Final Four and probably winning it. If you're asking me, am I going to take the field or I'm going to take an SEC team? With that Duke team being out there, and honestly, this might surprise you, but I think Tom Izzo might get that team to the Final Four.
I was just going to ask you that because they just, this week they passed Michigan. They were going back and forth, but this guy now is atop the Big Ten. But what is said about Tom Izzo when it comes to is he one of the top five coaches? If you got to win a game for your life and all of that sort of stuff, and you pick the top five college coaches, is Tom Izzo there? Because you hear the conversation about top coaches and his name is included, but I don't know that he's the guy that people gravitate toward if they got to win that one game, despite the one championship and him always being relevant after all these years.
So my perspective is a little different. I do think I would take Tom Izzo in that one-and-done game because almost every big game, his team is not the most talented team. Kansas, they've had loaded teams. Bill Self is a great coach, but his teams have been full of NBA guys. Dean Smith, Roy Williams, North Carolina, you could name the top seven guys on their team and six of them are going to make the NBA in a given year, not this year. And of course, Roy's not there anymore. But there's been other legendary coaches. I think Jim Calhoun has won championships with lesser talent than teams. So, but to me, Jim Calhoun and Tom Izzo are two of the coaches that I would take in a one-and-done scenario. Now, if you're asking me who I want to build a program and get there, then it might be something different because you know, Coach Krzyzewski, Coach K, and guys like that have been able to attract the championship level players. And by the way, Josh Shire needs to get his flowers because what he's done at Duke right now, following a legend, we all know how tough that is. And to be able to get this team back to where Coach K had it is just extraordinary to me.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg. Jason Longshore, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, listen, we got to take a left turn here. You're talking about giving out flowers. And like it or not, there's somebody who, by the way, I might have to throw into that category as far as that one win I need because he's back. Say what you will, Rick Pitino is relevant again.
Oh, is he? Wow. Rick Pitino, what a job. Second year at St. John's, and St. John's basketball hasn't been relevant since Lou Carter II, right? There's been a few St. John's teams. You think of what's my man, Meta World Peace, when he was in college. He played at St. John's. And they've had a few, you know, Mike Jarvis got that team into the tournament a couple times.
Oh, the gym rat.
They haven't been played.
The original gym rat.
Yeah.
Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chris Mullin has had a position. So, but yeah, Pitino, everybody knows the guy can coach. He has some scandals and things like that. But at the end of the day, Coach Pitino is one of the best ever. Took a team, Providence, to the Final Four. Kentucky to the Final Four. I mean, you know, if he takes this St. John's team to the Final Four, I believe he'd be the first person to do it four times. So four different teams. So
when you talk about building, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
I'm not saying St. John's is going to the Final Four. They might. You never know. I mean, North Carolina State went there last year, so you never know. But yeah, what a job he's done.
It's not even the coaching job, which we know he can coach, as you said. It's the recruiting. It's families saying, okay, we don't mind sending our kid to hang out with Rick Pitino for X amount of years, even if it's maybe just one and out. But I'm just saying that was the thing I thought was the dark cloud over him. While we knew he could still coach, it was who wants to send their kid to a program where he's at, given what – I think that what do they call it when so many years have passed – and you can't get arrested
statute
for that crime. Statute of limitations have been implemented by Rick Pitino, right?
In more ways than one, maybe.
right. That's funny. That's good stuff.
I just think this year he deserves. You know, people need to put their whatever their issues with him aside. If we're talking strictly basketball and what he's done, that could be one of the stories of this college basketball season.
There's no question about it. And when you think about the legendary coaches that have left the game recently, you know, Jay Wright's gone, Coach K's gone, Roy Williams, Jim Calhoun, Jim Boeheim, Bob Huggins for a different reason is gone, you know. But the legendary coaches that remain, it's just a handful of them now. It's Bill Self, it's Tom Izzo. We talked about them here, Rick Pitino. And then you start thinking about after that, you know, some younger coaches that are building that legacy, Bruce Pearl, Kelvin Sampson, Mark Few, but I don't think they're in that same tier as the Izzos and the Selves and the Pitinos. Pitino is up there with those guys, having won national championships. And again, the job he's doing at St. John is just extraordinary.
I'd love to get your perspective on this. As I've been thinking about the SEC's rise this year and you know, all the expanded conferences. We didn't have this conversation as much on the football side because you're playing one game a week. But has the expanded travel of the ACC and the Big Ten, has it made it a little more difficult on the basketball side for teams to be consistent because you're flying across the country?
I think the travel and the whole geography of conference alignment is out of control.
I think
it's dumb. I like the fact that the SEC, although they did pick up some teams, geographically speaking, it's still basically southeast, southwest.
Yeah, it made sense.
The ACC is the East Coast, it's the West Coast, it's the Northeast, it's the Southeast, it's the middle of the country for some people. It's Texas. Come on, what are we doing? And the Big Ten is worse. Yeah. So it just speaks of the fact that money is more important than almost anything. It supersedes everything. So, I hate that. I'm glad that the SEC, I think you do have a point that, some of that travel is a wear and tear. But also, I just think there's too many teams in these conferences. You think about what the SEC – I heard this morning that the tier one games, the quad one games, they're SEC teams that have played 10 straight quad one games, 12 straight quad one games. Mm-hmm. They're going to get to the NCAA tournament, and this will be the first time that they play a team that's not a quad one team. So, you know, it speaks well for the SEC and what they've done. You think about the fact that Kentucky which is a blue blood, is a middle of the pack team in that conference. Mm-hmm. Now, I know, Jason, you might think that the SEC, in the way it's stated today, might be the best conference ever, but I'm going to give it a few years before I label it that. I still think the 80s, 90s Big East the 80s, 90s, the 2000s ACC both supersede those two, those that conference. But we'll see. If they can maintain this level with, you know, you get 8-9 top 25 teams and you do that over a period of time, you have to start putting them in that conversation.
Now, the Big East of the 80s, I'm with you.
Tim Scarborough, you travel safely, buddy. We're going to reach out to you next week, but thank you as always for getting up and joining us, man.
Yes, sir. It's almost that time, right? NCAA tournament right around the corner, fellas.
Yep. Thanks a lot. And it's 9:35 where he's at. So
he's got an extra hour.
He's got an extra hour. That's right. Hey, you got to spring back tonight. Remember that.
Yeah, I lose it.
Or spring ahead. Spring forward. Not spring back. Spring forward.
Don't listen to Greg. Don't get in trouble.
I ain't got no. Everybody knows I'm an idiot. They don't even pay no attention to that. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.